the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, May the 17th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a lot to do today. We are going to have Bradley Lecroy, 7:25 this morning. Well, or 7:45 this morning. We'll ask him about the Tigers and Pittsburgh as the team's up there getting ready for, hopefully getting ready to play some. Well, baseball tonight, as a matter of fact. Clemson at Pittsburgh will have a 5:30 pregame show. 6 o'clock is your first pitch tonight. 3 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch on Saturday. Final three scheduled regular season games of the year. We can talk to Paul Strelo, 8:05 this morning. Clemson football recruiting expert. Get the latest on the Tigers' most recent commitment, defensive tackle out of Maryland. Also, speaking of defensive tackles, we'll get his thoughts on Josh Belk, who we found out yesterday, leaving the Clemson program. And looks like he's headed to South Carolina. Clemson gives us his full release, and he will. Looks like he's going to transfer to South Carolina. We'll get into that and quotes from Dabo and him and his lawyer and things like this about why he's transferring. NCAA golf, great news for Clemson. Bad news for South Carolina on this one, that the Tigers advanced to the NCAA tournament for the 20th time in 35 years under Larry Penley, by the way, after finishing second in their regional. We'll give you that news a little bit later on. NBA, in case you didn't stay up and see the finals last night, or the final score last night, Houston 127, Golden State 105. That series knotted at 1. NHL from last night, Vegas doubles up Winnipeg 4-2 to double up the series now, 2-1, the Golden Knights lead there. PGA Tour is at a new course this week down into Dallas, Texas, Trinity Forest, and really interesting. We'll talk about that. I read an article yesterday we'll get into about maybe how the NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, how they will react to the new gambling rules and could maybe see in-stadium betting. What's it going to mean to TV ratings? We'll get to that a little bit. Speaking of big-time money, Michigan State has allotted $500 million to Dr. Nasser's victims, and $75 million of that put aside for maybe future stuff. We'll give you little details of how that could affect Michigan State and their, really from an athletic standpoint, from the way we cover things. Alabama and Texas have signed a football series. We'll tell you what years they'll play and where and all that kind of stuff. So a lot to do today. Your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. The gentleman that will lead us down this three-hour parade of entertainment and news is Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, a man that has a very busy weekend ahead of him. Not really weekend, he'd say. Thursday, Friday, Saturday ahead of him. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing over there?
Oh, not too bad. Just living the dream.
Good, 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 good.
How was your day yesterday? Tell me all about it. Don't leave anything out.
Oh, there's nothing to leave out. Boring. No. Bored to tears, man. brought to tears. Sat there and watched it rain all day.
Just stuck inside all day, huh?
Yeah, like a little boy looking out the window, like, "Mommy, can I go outside? Mommy, can I go outside? Mommy, can I go outside?" Just boring, man. Just awful.
I mean, you could have gone outside. You just would have got a little wet.
I did go outside one time. Went to lunch and then stayed 2 hours at lunch and then came home. Just boring. Bored to tears.
Well, good news is it's probably going to rain again today.
Yeah, that's what I understand. And tomorrow, and Saturday, mm-hmm. and Sunday, and Monday.
And Tuesday.
I guess we're in that time, either a time of year. I know we got that storm system coming up, so I don't know, man. That's, who knows? Maybe this afternoon, maybe we'll get out and do a little bit. It didn't rain as much last night as I thought. So.
No.
Not as wet out there as I thought.
No.
Honest to goodness, didn't do anything. You?
No, nothing.
Just bored to tears.
Bored to tears.
Played with my dogs.
Played with the dog.
Yeah. Played with Winston.
Mm-hmm.
How's that fella doing?
He's doing great. Smiling, having a great time.
What do we need to know in your world?
What do you need to know in my world? Yeah. Nothing. We're going to do a little college football in second segment here.
Really?
We're going to talk about some of the night games that have been announced.
I saw that.
We're going to talk about a transfer or two.
Yeah.
And maybe touch on one or two other things.
So, Josh Belt, we're going to talk about the second segment?
I think so.
Okay. I'll save it the rest of my other. I was floored, by the way.
Yeah.
Tony Morrell called me, and I was on the phone texting Larry Williams, and everybody's kind of going back and forth. And like, this is like unprecedented. It just doesn't happen.
I know. And, you know, we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, yesterday was non-eventful.
I thought last night I was going to be able to watch the Yankees. Rained out.
Rained out. Postponed.
I feel like we're at Camp Granada.
Yes, that's where we are.
You and I received some information off the record yesterday that we didn't talk about at all on the air because it's off the record. And then I look up and see tonight that Spencer Strider is starting for Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
4-1, 3.67 ERA against right-hander Dan Hammer. Dude, I love that name for a pitcher.
Dan Hammer?
Yeah. He brought the hammer.
Brought the hammer.
Of course, at 2-4 and 6.7 ERA, it looks like he's been getting hammered rather than bringing the hammer.
So this means Tennessee's not pitching tonight.
Right. Tomorrow afternoon, Brooks Crawford, 7-2, 3.60 ERA.
Yep.
Against right-hander Matt Pittich, 5-1, 2.74 ERA. So that means that Tennessee's not pitching tomorrow. Not starting tomorrow. Saturday, left-handed pitcher Jake Higginbotham, 6-1, 3.39 ERA against TBA for Pittsburgh, who I just got to then throw Dan Hammer against so he can bring the hammer. But you and I received news that might be something up with Hennessy and maybe not being 100%. So, interesting. Very interesting. You don't want to go into the postseason without your Friday night starter.
No, you would very much like him to be intact. So hopefully he's all right and just giving the old arm a rest.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully yep. That's the case. We will we'll see what comes out of it. Pittsburgh's not great. Pittsburgh 27-22, 11-16 in the ACC. Clemson 40-13, 19-8 in the ACC. Tigers ranked as high as fourth in the country. And be interesting to see what comes out of it. You take 2 out of 3, correct?
Does 2 out of 3 win you the regular season crown?
And is that important? I think it is kind of, right?
I mean, I feel like it should be.
Yeah. The ACC champion is officially the conference tournament champion. So the tournament is where you get the official championship. But it'd be nice to come out of this thing as a number one seed. Tigers tied with North Carolina at this point in time. NC State only one game back. And NC State has a tiebreaker. So whatever NC State does, you need to... You can't go 2-1 in NC State sweep, or 1-2 in NC State go 2-1, or get swept in NC State win at least one.
Sure.
Can't do that. So keep an eye on the NC State series, keep an eye on the North Carolina series, keep an eye on the Duke series. It's going to be a lot of fun keeping up the next 3 days. Then they all go to Durham, and those four teams will be fighting for some sort of hosting situation, and maybe two or three of those teams might be fighting for some sort of national-type seed situation. So that'd be a lot of fun. But the news of the day for Clemson baseball is no Jacob Hennessy tonight, Spencer Strider tonight. Strider, again, at times has pitched pretty well.
He has. At times, he's been frustrating to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could be, also could be a glimpse in the future because he has the talent to be your Friday night starter.
Yes. So. Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm looking now if I can find his, if I can find online like his starts. I don't have it this way. I had to go back and find another way there of what he's done and how he's done it. But so far on this season, Spencer Strider has three starts, 19 appearances, just three starts, 41 and one save, by the way, 41 and two thirds. It's not too often you get a guy who has a save who starts on a Friday night, normally the first game of a series, which is a Thursday night in this case. But 41, two thirds innings, 29 hits, 20 runs, 17 earns, 28 walks. The walks are high for 41 innings. 60 strikeouts is nice for 41 innings. Only two doubles, no triples, and a homer. Teams are hitting just 195 against Spencer Strider. Seven wild pitches, eight hit batters. You know, the control is the biggest thing there. 28 yep. walks. Guy's giving up 29 hits, but 28 walks. But struck out 60 in 41 two-thirds.
Yeah.
So he's got electric stuff. I would say, hey, Ryan Miller, hey, Spires, hey, Gilliam, get ready to go tonight. Because you never can tell, you know, what comes out of that. But nice to go ahead and get game one tonight. This is interesting. I'll be very interested to see how it comes out of this and maybe, you know, how it affects things. Remember, Matt Clark, I think, kind of threw himself into some postseason innings, right, from what he did on Tuesday night.
Are we going to have a chance to see Miller and Spires tonight after throwing Tuesday?
Interesting. Miller didn't throw that many. Spires threw two innings, I think.
I guess that's maybe a question for Coach at 7:45.
Yeah, well, ask Bradley about that and ask about Hennessy and all, too. Miller did throw an inning. He gave it one hit and struck out two. Spires threw two and a third. So,
but he's got a rubber arm, it seems like.
Most of the guys who come from some sort of angle seemingly do.
Yeah.
Seem like those submarine guys you can throw like every inning.
Yeah.
But most of the guys that come from some sort of different arm angle.
I don't know why Kennesaw ended up taking that kid that threw submarine out.
He was, which one was he?
He was the one that if you watched the game,
I didn't watch it.
He was literally dragging his hand on the ground.
Yeah, knuckle dragger.
They couldn't hit him.
Yeah.
And they just took him out.
Knuckle dragger. I have to see which one that one was. The Tigers, that's interesting news coming out. I didn't see it until late last night, and I was like, whoa. When it goes along, because you and I heard that Hennessy had a little health issue, and we'll see if that's long-term or short-term. We'll see about that.
I pulled a Mickey Plyler yesterday.
Yeah?
And I think it's because we sat inside all day and did nothing. Not that you normally do. But I got into my bed at 9:05 last night.
Yeah. Nice,
just
huh?
Like, what am I doing here?
Nice, huh? Fell asleep on the couch last night.
I didn't fall asleep till 10, but I was in there.
You're like, well, what am I doing here? Kristen looked at you like, dude, you okay?
She's like, how's my old man? I was like, shut up.
Today, I don't care if it's pouring rain. I'm going to run a marathon or something. I got cabin fever, man.
I'm taking the dog for a walk, and he'll get a bath at the same time.
We're
going
to walk to Greenville and back or something.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get outside. But it makes you appreciate the great outdoors, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just get out and be able to do something, man.
Mm.
Something through all that. I'm interested in talking to you a little bit about the gambling situation. I read this article, told you earlier, we're getting this in our third segment, about in-stadium betting. In Europe, you can bet at the stadium. It'd be interesting to see the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball teams, you know, if that's something that they'd be interested in doing, you know, laying bets at the stadium, having concessions and betting at the stadium. That'd be interesting to see. The other thing is, I know the NFL's not crazy about the new rule, but I got to tell you, man, with the like the DraftKings and all the fantasy stuff, sorry, and then the TV ratings because of it, I think they're crazy not to embrace this. The NBA's kind of embraced it a little bit. The NFL needs to do the same thing. You ever do any fantasy hockey stuff? Fantasy hockey's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of hard. It's not really worth it.
Yeah.
Fantasy hockey, it's okay. Fantasy baseball is too time-consuming because there's so many games. But that's why fantasy football is so much easier.
You know, I always make the statement that people say, hey, do you play fantasy baseball? Do you play fantasy NASCAR? Do you play? And I went, oh, fantasy football? I goes, no, man, really, I don't have time. I should have done it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I had time yesterday, buddy. I can tell you that. Bored to tears.
I mean, did you at least clean up the house a little bit while you were sitting around doing nothing?
Good. No, good. Didn't do that.
Play a little show yesterday?
No. Didn't do that.
What did you do?
Nothing. Nothing.
Read a book, maybe?
No.
No?
Yeah, I did. I did. I read a book.
You read a book?
I looked at a book. This picture book of the great golf courses of Ireland and Scotland. I looked at a lot of pictures, man. Just
dreaming of it.
Honest to goodness.
Maybe I'll get outside again.
Oh, yeah. Honest to goodness, I answered 32 phone calls about Josh Bilk.
That's why, yeah, I got a lot of those texts, though. That's why you need to get that net in your garage so you can hit in the garage on days like
now
that.
Now you're talking. You know what I need? An indoor simulator.
That's probably a little more expensive than just the net, but
dude,
but
we were playing Augusta National yesterday in Pebble Beach.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing better. I saw these stats come out of something yesterday or 2 days ago about the National Golf Foundation about how Top Golf's doing great, that simulators are doing great all over the place. There's these bars you go into, these restaurants you go into now, they have these huge simulators you go inside and play. Dude, yesterday had been a great day to sneak in 36 holes, 18 at Augusta, 18 at Pebble Beach.
Dude.
You know? Could get me a little St. Andrews in there somewhere, you know?
Might as well.
I need me a golf simulator. That's right up my alley. See how that works out for me. All right, the American Style, I should have got my haircut yesterday. The American Style Barbershop is back, and it is back with the 21st century. The modern American Style Barbershop wants to help you out, and they're doing it over at Roosters right now, roostersmgc.com. Hey, do the whole express, I mean, do the full-time treatment. If not, they get you in, get you out with a little express deal, but man, take your time, man. Treat yourself. Get away from the wife, get away from the kids, get away from the job, get away from the pressures and the stress. Sit back, relax, get the full towel treatment, that hot towel treatment, get that neck massage and get that straight razor shave. You're going to love feeling great. Let the ladies at Roosters take care of you. RoostersMGC.com, 884-8920, 884-8920. It's our great friends at Roosters off of Pelham Road over in Greenville, RoostersMGC.com. Mr. Orr 24. Get segment two ready for me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can't wait for it. We'll do that when you return for more Mickey Paula Show, more right after this.
Hey, students. Still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students modern and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with two bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-645-4371.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers. From exterior lights to a new coat of paint. From inspiration to installation. You can get everything you need to boost your curb appeal on a budget. Like Emco's Storm Door, now only $199. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute till you fall. Bang, bang, there goes your heart.
I'm currently looking at the 394 vehicles. I'm sorry, 392 vehicles. Online at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Zach had a dream about me. No, it wasn't a dream. Like you saw a Titan, like you thought it was my Titan.
I saw it alone this morning.
Did you?
Yep. It just sees
the. You never know, man.
Just go pull the trigger on it this afternoon.
Yesterday would be a good day to go over and get one.
You should have done it.
I know. They got one right now, 2017 4x4 King Cab S. Sell price $27,275. That's unbelievable. Good looking, big old boy. Granger Nissan of Anderson wants to be your dealer. They really just want to sit down and talk to you, really just look and see what they have and how they can fit your needs. That Rogue's a good-looking car, good-looking SUV. A Murano and the Maxima and this Titan. The bottom line is that they've got a ton of great things going on. I'm looking right now, Zach. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bunch of really big, good-looking Titans over there right now. Anyway, get in touch with our good friends over there, the home of the Playball Kid, the proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, and home of the Titan. Man, good-looking truck. Anyway, 7 Titans on the lot right now. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Go by and see those good folks. They'd love for you to call them as well. Sales at 324-0650. The author and host of second segment, segment number 2, Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you for that wonderful live read, Mickey. I can't wait to go get that truck with you this afternoon. It's going to be great.
I'm looking at it right now, man. Good look.
Yesterday, some games and game times were announced. Obviously, we knew the games, the opponents, but we didn't know what time they'd be playing. Alabama and Louisville will be ABC's first Saturday night football game this season when they face off at 8 o'clock in Orlando on September 1st. The next day, Miami and LSU will play on Sunday night, the day before Labor Day there, when the NFL does not play, so they don't have to compete on Sundays with the NFL. And then the following weekend will be Penn State-Pittsburgh, followed by Ohio State and TCU. Any of those games get you in a tizzy there, because they don't for me.
Well, Louisville and Alabama would have been good in 2016.
Exactly right. I think Alabama rolls against Louisville.
Yeah. Louisville's going to start pass at quarterback. What a great name for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But
Pass or hammer? Which one do you prefer for each position?
I'm going to bring down the hammer. The hammer. Louisville won't be able to play with him. Louisville's not recruited great. Alabama would destroy Louisville down in Orlando.
Miami and LSU on the following evening?
That's one to me. And this is in Dallas.
It is. Arlington, Texas, actually.
Yeah. I will tell you this. Miami's better than LSU.
I agree.
And Miami will be favored.
LSU doesn't have any quarterback play.
Right. Right. Interestingly enough, so far, the best two is better than Louisville's quarterback. Of course, they can win for other reasons, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Miami's better. And not that Rozier's a great quarterback, but LSU, as we know, is a perennial lack of quarterback U. That game will be the best one. That's the one that I'm looking forward to the most. Miami's going to beat LSU.
The Penn State-Pittsburgh game the following weekend, you have to assume Penn State wins that game. I'm not quite sure why that's a primetime game.
Yeah. Now, you know, Pittsburgh upsets top five teams once a year, but they normally do it later.
I was going to say, do they do it early in the year? No. It's usually a bit later.
Right.
And then Ohio State-TCU has the potential to be an okay game.
Yeah, I think Ohio State rolls.
So not a great marquee slate.
Remember the last couple of years have been great.
It's been fantastic.
Now, one that you left out.
I'm just looking at what I have available in front of me. What do I got? What do I leave out?
The opening weekend, the 25th, Hawaii, Colorado State. No. Mm-hmm. Thursday, the 30th, you've got, Tulane. Yeah.
These are just the ABC Saturday Night Football kind of things.
Yeah.
So
Friday,
what do I got?
The Friday 31st, Colorado State.
That game doesn't interest me at all. We have it every year in the beginning of the season. Doesn't interest me at all.
San Diego State, Stanford.
Nope.
Utah State, Michigan State.
Nope. I mean, right. I'm going to watch, but it doesn't interest me.
You ready? See. Opening weekend.
Yep.
Michigan at Notre Dame. 6:30 NBC.
That interests me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I have Washington and Auburn in Atlanta. That's the best game of the weekend.
I think Washington wins that game, by the way.
Washington rolls Auburn in Atlanta. It'll be the second straight loss that Auburn suffered in Atlanta.
That should be a home game for Auburn, though.
Oh, they'll pack the place out. Washington will bring nobody. That's a long trip at first for them to come all down.
It's a huge trip for week one.
But that's the best game. South Carolina plays Coastal. Clemson plays Furman. Those aren't great games at opening weekend. Lane Kiffin goes to Oklahoma. That's kind of an interesting game, right?
Lane Kiffin versus Lincoln Riley?
Yeah. How about that one?
Mm. That's interesting. Oklahoma's going to kill
them. I agree.
Murder them.
How about this one right here? Two programs that really, 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 really need to be in. Tennessee and West Virginia and Charlotte opening weekend.
West Virginia with Will Grier?
Yeah.
West Virginia's got to be favored in that right now. It's only going to grow bigger.
I agree with that. And the final one at opening weekend for you. By the way, you know that Louisville, I mean, you mentioned LSU-Miami game. That's a Sunday game.
I did.
Monday night, Virginia Tech at Florida State.
They're playing on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech at Florida State on a Monday night. Dang. It's a decent game.
Who's quarterbacking at Florida State? Who wins the game?
Yep.
I think Virginia Tech could be favored. That's interesting. Very, very interesting. To me, though, the Washington-Auburn game has national championship implications to it. Michigan-Notre Dame. Those are much bigger than, say, Alabama and Louisville. Alabama-Louisville is just not going to be a great game.
Washington-Auburn does have implications to it.
Yeah.
That game you just mentioned, the Virginia Tech-Florida State game, has gigantic ACC implications to it,
even
though it's early in the season there.
It's just not as big, though, as like the last couple of opening weekends, right?
No, it's not, but we're still going to be excited about it. Still going to watch as much as you can and enjoy college football being back.
One game you did not mention also, second week, because as you just said first week, Clemson, Texas A&M.
Ah, yes.
Can't wait to go out there,
it
man.
It should be a lot of fun. Speaking of Clemson.
And then Georgia, South Carolina, same day.
Is that right?
Yeah, for the SEC East title.
Decided in week two.
Yeah.
Speaking of Clemson. Clemson has, and South Carolina, I guess, have some big news here.
Yes.
Former Clemson defensive tackle and early enrollee, Josh Belk, has announced his intent to transfer from the program. the 4 or 5-star defensive tackle, depending on what service you're looking at, is leaving. And he is going home, maybe, down I-26 to his friends down there in Columbia. Yesterday, all this broke suddenly. The first person that I saw that had it was Larry Williams. And there's all kinds of rumors and speculations of why he's leaving. And I guess we know some things for certain. We don't know other things. We know that his mom is apparently not feeling well. He wants to be closer to her. And we know that Dabo and the coaching staff granted him an unconditional release from his time here at Clemson.
Seems weird. The thing just seems weird. There's like my own gut feeling. Now, let's be honest. You want to say great things about the kid.
I don't know.
Dabo said Josh is a good young man with a great family. Sometimes circumstances change, as the case with Josh. We're disappointed he's leaving, but I enjoyed being around him the past few months. He did everything we asked him. Excellent semester academically. Wish him the best for years to come. His coach told David Hood yesterday, his high school coach, told David Hood yesterday. That's my understanding, Coach Swinney gave him his unconditional release. It's something they had talked about for a couple of days. In Josh's family, there are some health issues going on. And it's not my place to talk more than that, but it's something that's causing him to go back and forth quite a bit, and it's becoming more of an issue. He goes, there's been no contact with other programs, but I'm sure that would change now. I talked to Tony Morrell yesterday. He goes, South Carolina does have room for him, but he will, as long as everything clears, you know, compliance-wise and everything, and he will, looks like he'll be transferring there in August and would have to redshirt this year, but he's got 5 to play 4. So he didn't lose any years. He'll play 4 years at South Carolina as long as he stays and all that kind of stuff.
Why would he have to redshirt this year?
Because he's got to sit out this year. You got to sit out 1 year if you're transferring.
Does he? Because he didn't play any games.
No, it doesn't matter. You're already enrolled.
He just went through spring.
Yeah, once your clock starts, once you enroll, you got to sit out a year.
Okay.
So he does have to sit out 2019, unless he gets some sort of waiver because his mom is sick.
And he might get that.
Yeah, but I don't think so. Man, nowadays they just hand out extra years and like candy, I guess. So you want to say the right things. You hope his mom is well. You hope that there's no other circumstances out there. I've heard all the other rumors about everything else in the world going on with him.
He hired a lawyer to do the press release.
Yeah, that wasn't a good move.
Hired a lawyer who wrote up this release, misspelled words in the press release.
See, I can't say anything but misspelling, man. My goodness gracious, that'd be hypocritical, but still.
No, you can't find. You can misspell because you're a normal person who doesn't need to spell well for his yeah. job. He needs to talk.
Yeah.
This lawyer who he hired needs to spell correctly. You have to present yourself in a professional manner.
Yeah.
It's a tough look. It's a weird look.
Yeah. I don't like, it just does not seem, my gut tells me this.
It stinks.
It's not right.
It stinks.
Again, I want him to be healthy. I want his mom to be healthy. I want him to be happy. And if you don't win part of your program, you don't win part of your program. But someone sent it to me yesterday. Matter of fact, Josh Williams sent it to me yesterday first. And I was like, well, if you go to South Carolina, he's got to sit out 2 years. No way Clemson will release him. He goes, yeah, they're releasing. Then you hear the rumor, or Paul Strelow, we'll ask him about it later, put on there that he tried to quit all spring. And my gut just doesn't feel right about this. As Tony Morrell said yesterday when I was talking to him, he's like, this is unprecedented. Players don't leave Clemson for South Carolina, South Carolina for Clemson. This is unprecedented.
No, they don't.
So it's a big deal. I think it's a huge deal.
It's you really want to hope that it's just he needs to be closer to family. And it's just that.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, let's consider that. It's over an hour away from his home. How much time is the boy going to have with football season going on? He's practicing 2-a-days, well, not 2-a-days anymore, obviously, but is he going home after practice every day?
Probably not.
Yeah. I hope everybody's healthy. I'm not trying to say that at all. But it just hadn't happened. I'm like, I've seen a lot of things happen in 20 years, but this is one that just doesn't happen. And it just, like, I texted Paul, or I texted Larry yesterday. I'm like, what am I missing here? Like, something missing through all this. And eventually we'll find out. So, we'll see. We'll ask Paul Strelow his thoughts on it.
I don't know. I'm just so confused by the whole thing.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It doesn't look right. It just doesn't feel right. My gut says, whoa, this ain't right.
He's really good, too.
Yeah.
He is really...
I think so.
You remember reading in the spring here during practice,
yeah,
dominating Jackson Carman,
yeah,
in one-on-one drills there.
Yeah. If he transfers anywhere else, you go, boy, that's a big loss on defensive line. If he transfers to your arch rival, you're like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
So, you know...
And unconditional release, like, okay, let's go down and be part of that. What?
I refuse to believe that Dabo grants an unconditional release if it's not something serious. I know there's rumors now that it's not the health thing and it's something different. It's got to be something serious for him to do that. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not dumb.
No.
Especially to go to South Carolina. You're going to see him again at some point in the next couple of years.
I talked to a current player yesterday.
Yeah.
And text. And he said, man, he's got a bunch going on in his life that we don't even know about. And then he said... He talked about this all semester long, and he finally gave in to it.
Talked about leaving?
Yeah. All semester long. So.
Maybe Clemson's not for everybody, I guess.
I don't think it's not that.
Maybe he got caught up in being a part of that great recruiting class?
No, there's a bunch of maybes in there.
I don't know. We don't know anything.
No.
What we do know is he's leaving the program.
Yeah.
And he's probably headed to South Carolina.
Yeah. That just doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. Like, even talking about it right now, you're like, your gut's like, eh, that's not the right thing to do. It's not right.
So. The last year. Saturday of November, we'll see him again.
Not this year.
Maybe.
They'd say he grants a bunch of waivers, but you can't waiver that.
If you have a sick family member, they will 100% grant that waiver.
Everybody's got a sick family member.
Waiver.
Everybody has a sick family member.
Yeah, but mom.
Yeah, I mean, how sick is he? What is it? You know, what am I? See, that's what I'm, here's what goes back to my five to play five thing.
Yeah.
Well, my first cousin's stage one, my second cousin's stage two, my third cousin's stage three. What are we getting into with all that?
South Carolina claim they have a 5-star recruit coming in now?
Well, by one service, yeah. First one says Clowney.
It's a transfer.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, on their websites, they were ticked when he got his fifth star. They're like, he sucks. Our coaching staff didn't want him. Tony Moreau told me yesterday, like, South Carolina didn't even recruit him very hard once he came into Clemson. Well, he didn't have a very good senior year. Thought he was out of shape and lazy and didn't like him. Now, suddenly, you got to take all that back. Now, suddenly, you go on your website, you go, oh, man, we love this guy. He's awesome. Yeah. It was hard for me on the worst was, who was the third baseman played the Red Sox and we got for a year? I hated the guy.
Euculus.
Oh! I just lost my breakfast.
Yeah.
Kevin stinking Euculus. You know? Kevin stinking Euculus. Is he going to be your Kevin Euculus? You going to feel the way about it?
Is Josh Belk going to be Kevin Euculus? No. I think he's
going to. How he'll be remembered around here?
If he had played here and then transferred, it would have been different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he came for a spring game.
Yeah. Had one tackle in the spring game.
Learned the whole defense.
I don't think it's playing time. I don't think it's anything to do with football at all.
You know what I originally thought, to be honest with you?
That he's a dad?
No, I did not think that at all. Because
that's my original thought.
You can still go to Clemson and have a kid. We've seen that from football players in the past.
Yeah.
That it was playing time. That it was. He's going to sit behind Lawrence and Wilkins.
But they're going after this
and
year.
And then that they're high on this kid they just recruited from Maryland coming down.
No, not even close. He's not a 5-star, 3-star.
So, he was under the radar because he went to that private school for a year.
Nah, not close. I mean, he'd be starter this time.
You could say not close, but
let me ask
that's one of the best guesses we have right now.
Did he think he was going to start this year?
I think he thought he might have got playing time.
Maybe he's going to get playing time. He's going to play 100 snaps this year. Be a second, third team guy.
Yep.
Anyway, doesn't it just feel weird? Like it looks weird, smells weird.
That's why I'm sounds trying weird. To throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Oh, I'll tell you what else I did yesterday. Laurel and Yanni, whatever.
Oh, yeah, what'd you hear?
Both.
I didn't hear. I only heard Laurel.
It's all in the pen. You know what the hoax is.
It plays different every time?
No, it's a high or low pitch. Both of them recorded over. You hear the high pitch or low pitch.
I don't even know.
I heard them, like, in the same one. I don't know. Blue dress, green dress, what color dress? I don't know, man. I guess it was, but that's how bored I was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I did a Laurel and Yanni.
And then your
Laurel.
Phone blows up and
Laurel. Laurel.
Yep.
Laurel. I wonder how many times people heard that yesterday. But we get into it, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. I got a quick story when we come back. I know we got to take one now.
Sure.
I got a story when we come back. I'm like, oh. We'll talk about it. My friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Get in touch with friends at Trail. Here's the bottom line is that in the end, for the folks that only going to build one building ever, have it be a positive experience. I told you, my mom and dad built one house in their life. And I can remember, like, the architect, they were mad at him. The builder was late with this and that. And there were so many delays, man. It's like, I remember going out to the house, like, every day, like, what are they doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? Like, man, are you kidding me? Like, this is a nightmare experience. Like, they hated the whole thing. They're ready to fire everybody. And then I didn't realize this, but, like, there's lawyers out there, all they do is, like, just building suits. Just continue to sue. It could be, like, this nerve-wracking pressure, stress, over budget, late. And then, or you could do it with Trail. Where, in the end, it's there won't be any lawsuits. There won't be any, you have, like, great relationships, and your building be done on time and be done on budget. And that's what the single source delivery does. You're working with one company rather than two, and you don't have to fire everybody, and you have to pick sides on stuff. And there's no going back and forth and changing all the blueprints and all these delays and all these change orders. It's simple. If you want it done right, on time, on budget, and have it completed and feel good about it with great relationships, just inquire about Trail. Just if you don't know about the single source delivery method, just inquire at trail.com, 800-319-7006, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. We'll take a break. Come back for more after this.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop over 25,000 incredible deals of the day. In-store and online, Friday and Saturday. Like 50 to 60% off styles for men, women, and kids. Hurry in for 30 to 50% off heels, sandals, and more shoes for her. Men's suiting, dress shirts, and ties are 50 to 70% off. And drop everything and save 70% on fine jewelry clearance. Don't miss Macy's one-day sale. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it.
And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers, from exterior lights to a new coat of paint, from inspiration to installation, you can get everything you need to boost your curb appeal on a budget. Like Emco's Storm Door, now only $199. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/radio. That's Lightstream.com/radio. Lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Friends at Harbin Lumber have been doing this for 100 years. I want to talk to you now about cabinets and about what Wes can do. Wes is a cabinet smith. He is an artist. Wes would love to take care of you in our home. Wes did an unbelievable job. I never seen closet cabinets the way that he designed these and how beautiful these are, and just created so much space. That's what cabinets can do. We've got them in our mudroom, in our kitchen, in our bathrooms, and in our walk-in closets. And I got to tell you, man, he did just an unbelievable job. So if you're looking for extra space, if you're looking for that extra decorative part of the home, in any part of your home, let Wes come in, custom design, custom make these cabinets. And here's the thing about the cabinets too, like, I never have any problems with them. They always work. They always close. They're always beautiful. They're always, and everything works out great. It's fantastic stuff from Harbin Lumber, among the other things. Think about Harbin Lumber and these great new cabinets. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. All right, ready for true story?
True story?
Yeah. The last 2 days, I'm at lunch at my local establishment.
What'd you have yesterday?
Turkey melt.
And then it was the Cajun chicken the day before?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Turkey melt. A little turkey.
Get the old salad there, or you go for chips?
No, a little salad, of course. Salad. Got to drown that thing in ranch.
Ugh.
Anyway. What's the last time you had ranch dressing?
Ranch dressing?
Yeah.
Maybe as a dip, like for carrots.
So anyway, I'm sitting there, and the last 2 days, I'm amazed. There's 10 TVs in this place, and the one with sound on it, that's reverberating throughout the building, whatever. After this one show goes off, Inside Hollywood Access comes on. And I'm telling you, Zach, people have gone bananas about this royal wedding. I got two things for you on this royal wedding. Number one is what you can bet on. Have you seen this? In Las Vegas right now, I just got this yesterday. Let me see if I can find it on here for you. In Las Vegas right now, you can bet on what color hat will the queen wear for the royal wedding. Mm. Cream or ivory right now, 3-1. Blue and white, 4-1. Green, 5-1. Silver, 7-1. Black, 10-1. Pink and purple, 14-1. With yellow, 14-1. Turquoise, 20-1. Red, 25-1. Gold, 30-1. Orange, 40-1. Brown, 50-1. Union Jack, 100-1.
Union Jack.
Will Kate and the Queen's hat be the same color?
No.
20 to 1 is yes. 1 to 100 is no.
No.
What color would Kate Middleton's hat be? Green is the official leader here. 3 to 1. Blue 5 to 1 with pink. Yellow 6 to 1. Purple's 7 to 1. Black, cream, or ivory is 8 to 1. Come on, man. You can bet on what hat. And how about this one, Zach? Who will walk Meghan Markle? Is that her name, Markle?
Yes.
Who walked Meghan Markle down the aisle?
Not her dad.
Doria Ragland, 1 to 2.
Who is that?
I think that's the mom. Prince William, 3 to 1. Prince Charles, 10 to 1. Other, 3 to 1. It's going crazy over this thing. So, in the end, I'm like, I can't believe this. The other thing is like, oh, the dad, the heart attack, and the, oh, is he going to walk her down the aisle? And who's no. Then I saw this one, Zach, the invitation list. This is a huge deal on Access Hollywood, who the invitation list is going to be. You know, Charles broke the camel's back for me. They did a whole segment on. They got these famous Hollywood designers.
Yep.
And if you would design the dress for her, what would it look like? And they showed not what she's going to wear, what hypothetically she was going to wear if they would have selected that person. Mm-hmm. These like 10 different designers. And they had to go over the hypothetical dresses of what she would have worn had they been picked.
Do you not remember when Middleton and William got married a couple years ago?
I remember Pippa.
Yeah. It was wild.
I just can't believe that this is an industry. And then I came home yesterday and spent 3 hours talking about Josh Buck to people. We're a high school kid. We're a 18-year-old kid's going to play football. The absurdity that I'm worried about the royal wedding and the industry created by this is getting away because, man, I got to find out why is Josh Buck leaving Clemson going to South Carolina.
I refuse to acknowledge the royal wedding right now. I was a big Suits fan. You seen the show Suits?
Never heard of it.
It was on USA. Yeah. And she was like the co-star of that show.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Really?
And, yeah, it's disappointing that she's marrying that slob over there in Britain.
Don't know his name.
Yes, you do.
Hold on, let me guess, right? William's already married.
William's married. He's second in line to the throne.
Right. Who's first in line? Prince Charles?
Well, first in line, yes. I'm sorry. He's the next guy down.
He's the next one. How come Charles, like, I thought Charles was it.
He's been passed over.
How do you pass him over?
He said, no, I don't want it.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so this is the little brother.
It is, the redhead.
Christopher doesn't sound right.
Christopher is incorrect.
William is the big dude. The little guy is...
He's not exactly little.
Now, hold on, the youngest one, though.
He's got better hair.
Meghan Markle, and the little fellow's name is... not Charles. Not William.
No.
Not Mark.
Nope.
Paul.
Nope.
Ringo.
Nope. Star.
John.
Harry.
Not Harry. Doggone it.
Prince Harry.
I wouldn't have gotten it. Can't believe that's an industry.
Yeah. People love the royals over there. And around the world, actually.
Can you imagine, like, you had a vacation planned, like, a year ago? We were going to London. You got to get involved in all that mess over there?
Mm.
All I want to do is go play golf and go to Wimbledon and go to British Open, and now I got to go put up with all this stuff. That's crazy that it's got that way, huh? I don't know. I'm just reminded of it. Like, the absurdity of putting that much emphasis on something as crazy as royal wedding when we could really be talking about Trevor Lawrence and Kelly Bryant.
We could really be talking about Josh Buck and why he's transferring for Clemson.
Right, right. The real important things in life.
But we're over here talking about royal weddings.
Right.
Ridiculous.
We got to get our priorities in order, man.
Goodness gracious.
What are we doing? Got to be kidding me. All right. When we come back, I'm going to give you a little idea of how the golf went for Clemson yesterday, which is fantastic. Also, the new golf course coming up on the PGA Tour is really cool. Can't wait to see that. Hey, get your garage door done right. One thing I did do yesterday, I did spend some time in the garage, so that's good. The garage flooring specialist, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. There's really only one negative to it right now. Man, they're so stinking busy. It's going to take them a couple of weeks to once you order for them to get the thing in. That's the only negative about it. Your home value is going to go up. It's going to be slip resistant, stain resistant, solid epoxy based flooring. It's going to look awesome. You can put your logos down there, your colors down there. You're going to increase the value of your home. Like I said, there's just so many great advantages to it. One of the bigger advantages right now is, man, they've got all of these unbelievable upgrades that they keep coming up with. Like, this is like the eighth generation of stuff, and everyone's better and better and better and lasts longer and longer and longer. I love this, man. I love my garage. It's one of my favorite rooms in the house. Spent some time out there yesterday. It is amazing. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Worley today. No obligation phone call. Let him come give you a measurement and a free estimate. 404-8158. 864-404-8158. We'll come back, tell you how the Tigers did in golf yesterday, NBA, NHL, baseball, some football stuff. Love to have you come back. Bradley Decroy also in hour number two when you come back right after this.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Before you buy your meds through the mail, ask yourself, what will I do until they arrive? How will I know if I'm using them properly? Your local pharmacists at Corner Drug Store in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson take those worries away from you.